Hi everyone, this is Ian Reed, and I'm going to explain my Japanese games translator add-on for NVDA, or just JGT for short. Many people are aware that there's already a guide on audiogames.net that explains how to play these Japanese games in English using a set of tools. This guide used to use a tool or an add-on for NVDA called Instant Translate. Now it uses a tool called Q-Translate instead because Instant Translate stopped working recently. It also uses quite a few other tools like AppLocale, ClipReader, the Protocker synthesizer, and installing the Japanese keyboard on your computer. The big difference between that set of tools and this add-on is that I focus on two major things, which are, first, to make getting set up to play these Japanese games as simple as possible. And the second is to make that experience as smooth as possible, so you're not having to press as many extra keys, and so the translations are quick instead of you spending a lot of time waiting for them. On the simple aspect, this add-on is just an add-on, and NVDA. Many people are already using or at least familiar with NVDA, and then they just have to install one add-on. Additionally, you do need to create an account on blindgamers.com, which is free. And the reason for that is that on the back end, I'm using the paid Google Translate service, and so I need to be able to track usage and make sure people aren't abusing the service. It's intended only for playing certain Japanese audio games, not for people to use in their day-to-day work, translating documents or things like that. So as long as you're using it for what it was intended for, then that's great. So once you get the add-on installed, you load up NVDA and you've got the add-on installed, and we'll bring up the NVDA menu, and we'll go into Preferences. And within Preferences, there's an option called JGT Login. And you would hit Enter on that, type in your username and password, and then hit Enter again. And that logs you in. It doesn't say anything else unless there was an error logging in. Now, the next thing you want to do is press Control-Shift-NVDA-Y. And what this does is it toggles the auto-translate last spoken feature. Mine was already on, so it just disabled it, so I'm going to hit it one more time. And what that feature does is, as we're arrowing around in the game, moving around, talking to characters, things like that, it automatically detects the Japanese text, gets it translated, and speaks it so that you don't have to be pressing an extra button every time after you arrow to a new option or press a button to move on to the next NPC dialogue text. So I'm going to go ahead and load the game now. And it's brought us up to a pre-start menu, and it put us on the Game Start button, and if I hit Tab a few times, and we come back to the Game Start button. But you can see there's a few buttons there. The very first time that you start Shadowrun, when you hit Game Start, it will show you another dialogue with an OK button, and then after that there'll be a list of text-to-speech output options, and you want to choose the option that says NVDA. I've already done this before, so it's not going to ask me this time. And if you get confused by that, the add-on has a manual that explains all this stuff in much more detail.
Shadowrun. New game. 新しく冒険を始めます.
So, I'm in the game now, and we're on the main menu, which is actually voice-acted. It doesn't send anything to text-to-speech. So I'll just go through these options. That was new game,
continue,
tutorial, options,
exit,
and exit.
New game,
and back to new game and continue.
過去のセーブデータを読み込んで、
and when you leave it on one of those options, she speaks a description of the option in Japanese. So I'm going to go ahead and hit continue here. And this brings me into a menu that has a list of the games that I've already saved, and I can arrow through these. And I can go ahead and choose one. And I want to load that. And you'll notice during that menu that it just spoke everything in English. Usually that is text-to-speech spoken in Japanese, but the add-on again detects that Japanese, and before it speaks it, it gets it translated and then speaks it in English instead. So I'm just going to go into the pause menu here, and we have status. And a few other options. And you can see how quickly I can arrow through these. I'm not having to press any extra keys to get them translated. They're just translated automatically. And we can go into the status menu. And you can see, again, I'm just arrowing through these things, and it very quickly tells me, reads each of them to me in English. The old way of doing it was more like you would arrow to the next item, and then you would press a key combination to get that one translated. And you can still do that with this add-on. It's just not the better way to go if you want everything in English and you want the experience to be really seamless. So the way this basically works is there's multiple levels of caching. When the add-on detects the Japanese text that's going to be spoken by Shadowrun, it first looks in its local cache to see if it's already translated this recently. And if it hasn't, then it contacts my server to get a translation. And my server looks in its own database, and if it finds it there, then it goes ahead and returns the translation, and then NVDA can speak that. Excuse me. Both of those are very fast. Obviously, the local cache is extremely fast because it doesn't even send out any messages to an external server. But even contacting the server is very fast. If the server doesn't have it, then it actually contacts the paid Google Translate API and gets a translation, and then it stores that translation in its database so that the next time that anyone comes across that game text, whether it be a menu item or a dialogue with a certain NPC in the game, next time anyone comes across that, it will have it in its database, so we never have to go back out to Google, and we keep things moving really fast. It also reduces the amount of money that I pay because we cache those values so we don't have to pay for translating the same text twice. One other additional benefit, maybe, is that with this database, since I'm storing all of the Japanese text in the game and all of the Google translations, if we ever did have a human translator who knew both English and Japanese and wanted to work on improving the translations, they could go through like the story dialogue, for which I think a lot of nuance is lost due to the automatic translation of Google Translate. But if a human who knew both languages were going through, then they could go ahead and fix all those, and then that could be what people are getting through the add-on, rather than the Google Translate version. And so it could sound a lot better. That's all I wanted to show. So thanks for listening.